But right now, we thought we would talk about women's college soccer. Did you know West Virginia of the Big 12 has one of the best women's college soccer teams in America?
No, I didn't know.
What's going on here?
Better.
Oh, look who it is.
Oh, no, it's Clarence Murphy, our maintenance man.
It's Clarence Murphy, your maintenance man.
Hey, Clarence, we're on the air right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you guys are on the air right now. But,
yes, we are.
I just wanted to come in and talk to you fellas. It's good to see you young fellas in here talking football.
Yeah, we do that every day, and we are on the air right now.
Well, I don't know if y'all are on the air right now, but I just wanted to come by and tell you goodbye in person.
What do you mean, goodbye?
What's up?
Well, I'm not sure how much longer I have.
Oh, don't do one of these routines. You're fine.
So, I wanted to come around and say a very tearful goodbye.
Where are you going?
Oh, I've been asked to be the Secretary of Maintenance for the White House.
Well, really?
Congratulations,
yeah.
I guess.
Now, I still got to go through confirmation. So, I mean, it's not official yet.
I don't know if that position needs confirmation.
That's going to be a little tough since I have a few YouTube videos out there in which I use some salty language while recounting my World War II experience. Got a little hot water there. Let me just say I've come to find out that the terms you could use back then,
well, yeah,
you can't really, they well, don't really play
not.
So
no.
well today.
No, of course not.
But
no.
So, yeah, I got to get through that. So,
well, how'd you get this gig? How'd you
torpedoed. Like, we torpedoed so many of them German and Japanese subs. I didn't say the full word, didn't I, Japanese?
Yeah, you did.
All right, just making sure now. Don't want to lose the confirmation on that one.
No, you're okay.
Well, how'd you get an opportunity like this to do maintenance at the White House?
I just had a little pain in my groins.
Oh.
But I used to do maintenance at one of Trump's buildings.
Oh, where?
Here in Dallas.
He has a building here in Dallas?
Yeah, it was, it's that old famous building down there. What's it called? The School Book Suppository. That's what it was.
That's his?
Yeah, he owned it there for a while in the 80s, and so I'm the one who actually kind of convinced him to run for the president's. And he was like, Clarence, why should I do that? And I said, well, it's time, you know, we make America great again. Lo and behold.
He used your slogan?
Lo and behold, he used my slogan
later back in the 80s?
Yeah, back in the 80s. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Since I'm not going to be around too much longer, I brought you fellas some presents. You know, I'm getting rid of stuff.
Well, you didn't have to do that.
You got to prepare, you know, when you get older and you don't want your heirs to have to deal with it all. So I'm getting rid of a lot of things.
Okay.
You boys mean something to me. So, Junior, I want you to have this right here.
Well, this is great. It's it looks like, is it a spittoon?
No, that is actually an 18th century chamber pot that I've used for the past 14 months since my water's been shut off.
I'm just going to put it over here.
They get some use for that.
I want you to have that.
Just putting it right over here.
I want you to have this here.
That's
for you. I thought of you when I was thinking of getting rid of that. And
this looks like some sort of stick.
No, actually, that is a petrified bull penis I found in Glen Rose one weekend.
Gosh, oh, man.
They got the fossils down there. Yes, that makes sense.
I wanted you to have that. I use that to stir my iced tea. So I want you fellas to have that as a token of my love.
Are you okay?
I just have a pain in my pancreas.
Well, good luck if it works out for you at the White House working for Trump.
Thank you, okay. Fellas. It's time to make maintenance great again.
Okay, we'll see you. There goes Clarence Murphy, currently headed for Washington, D.C.